The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. Welcome back to the Gamers Workshop. Justice. Vengeance.
All right, guys, let's get started.
Beautiful.
Welcome back to the Gamers Workshop, guys. Today we're going to do our episode on the Batman Arkham games, the whole series, not just one game. So let's get right into it. Guys, what was your introduction to the Batman Arkham games?
So for me, I've actually never played any of the Batman Arkham games, but my introduction to them was through Discord. And it was because one of my friends would be playing Arkham Knight during a Discord call. And I'd watch. I'd see him, you know, beat some dudes up. I'm pretty sure Batman killed those guys. I'm just saying.
But he has a no-kill rule.
Batman doesn't kill.
I swear,
dude. He doesn't
kill.
He will brutalize you, though.
Okay, ran a dude over.
Okay, well... He's maybe just like injured and like not like killed. Okay. Yeah, exactly. He's like, you know, maybe like injured.
You go in detective mode, you check the pulse.
It's a life-threatening injury, bro. It's not like actual like death. Or maybe it is, I don't know.
It's got to be propaganda, dude, because I swear those guys are dead. There's no way you're telling me he gets electrocuted, ran over, and then punched. And he's unconscious.
Yeah, that
non-fatal injuries, bro.
I'd survive that.
Yeah, bro, same, bro. Like, who, like, whatever.
You guys need to be on, like, WWE or something, man.
My first introduction to the Arkham games, straight up don't remember, because I feel like just, you know, like when you meet someone and you don't remember how you met someone, like they just somehow entered your life at one point.
It just popped up.
Yeah, it just kind of popped up. And then a few years ago, there was a big sale on Steam for all three games for like $5 total. And I got all three games, played it for like an entire week. Had a good time.
Nice. My introduction to the Batman Arkham like games, so like basically me and my like, you know, family, cousins, you know, friends, nephews, uncles, aunts, even my dad are like, you know, all big fans of the like, you know, Batman franchise. And then I remember as a, you know, kid, I like, you know, I used to always see my older, you know, cousin play Batman Arkham Asylum and City on the Xbox 360, which intrigued me being a JIT. So hey, bro. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, hey, like, this game looks amazing, and I have to get my hands on it. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, for me, my introduction to the Arkham games, like, honestly, like, growing up, I wouldn't say I was, like, a huge Batman fan. I was very much a Spider-Man fan. Yes. But, you know, I heard about the Arkham games... I saw they were on sale, like you said, Stuart. I already had Arkham Knight installed, but I saw City and Asylum were in some like bundle. It was on sale, so I got it, and I played those games, and really great experience. Some of my favorite games.
What was your favorite part about the game?
Dude, like, there's so many different parts I love. It's hard to say, like, which one I love the most, but... That brings me to my next question, which is, what is your guys' favorite Arkham game?
I'd have to say, in terms of the story, it's Asylum.
Okay.
And in terms of the gameplay, it's Knight.
Okay.
And visuals, it's Knight. But Arkham has, like, a nostalgic feel to it. Like, even though I didn't play it growing up as a kid, like, I only played it recently, there's, like, a nostalgic feel for that early Xbox... early Steam type game where the graphics are just almost good but are still not good, if you know what I mean. They're like almost walking over the edge of good graphics, and I like that aesthetic.
Yeah But Arkham Knight is like,
Knight looks good like 11 years later.
It
still looks better than a lot of games coming out today.
So I only got to see Arkham Knight. So that's my favorite game.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Honestly, I have a like bunch. So in terms of like graphics, obviously Arkham Knight, because that is the newest out of the like, you know, Batman like Arkham like games. But in terms of like Batman and his like costume, or his like, I don't know, outfit or like suit or like, you know, just like Batman himself, I'm gonna have to like, you know, go with Batman Arkham Asylum, because like I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like, you know, that like version of like Batman is just so iconic, with the tall ears and the, I don't know, gray suit. And in terms of the story, probably Arkham City, because I remember, like, you know, I used to have a giant poster of you know, Batman Arkham City in my, you know, room. So I don't know, it's just always been like, you know, very iconic for me as a kid. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
also another thing I want to add, like in Asylum, you have like, it has probably my favorite atmosphere.
Oh my God.
In a game. Yeah. Ever.
Don't get me started, bro.
The atmosphere in Asylum is so perfect, and that's why I don't think City or Night live up to Asylum, just because the atmosphere is just not quite as good.
Yeah, like there's still like a very distinct like atmosphere in City and Night, but like in Asylum, like I can't even describe it, but just that like gothic, like,
and the green smoke everywhere.
Yeah, like, oh my
stranded
God.
On an island,
like the whole Arkham Asylum, just like walking through it, and there's like all these different parts, like it's just like top tier atmosphere. Yeah. Honestly. And that's, yeah, that would probably be my favorite game, I think, just because I really do like the story for that, and I really do like the atmosphere, and I think there's a lot of great like boss fights and stuff as well. I do also like City and Arkham Knight, of course, best graphics. We know this. Great game. They're all great games, honestly. Yeah. I
don't like City.
Damn.
Hot take. I don't like Arkham City.
Why?
The story is fine. Like, okay. Like, but like, if I was forced to enjoy the story of Arkham City, I'd rather see it in a TV show or a movie. The gameplay is just not it for me. I did not have a fun time playing that game. And it's a video game, so that's like the main appeal. And throughout my time playing Arkham City, I was just miserable. I enjoyed the cutscenes, though.
So what did you not like about the gameplay?
I don't know. It, like, it's weirdly outdated, but not like charmingly outdated like Asylum. And it's not new enough like Knight. And another thing, there's like zero hints in the game. I got lost countless times trying to find the next mission.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, no help ever. I had to Google where I was supposed
to go.
Yeah, you
gotta go on YouTube for that stuff. I'll agree. Hey, I mean, you know, I think
also, Robin looks ugly.
Yeah, he does look ugly.
Yeah, and is shaved, you know.
Yeah, why is he got a buzz cut?
Yeah, I know, his buzz cut.
But that's in, is that in
City?
That's
a city.
But it's also a Night.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Right? He's shaved?
Yeah.
His buzz cut.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the story's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
I
think it's pretty good.
I agree.
But, yeah, I mean, gameplay, you know, it could be better for sure. So, let's talk about the game's art style. All of the games, like, they have a very specific art style and feel. How do you guys feel about that?
I'd say I like it, you know. From the gameplay and the overall atmosphere it's going for like a dark city that's run over with crime and stuff. So obviously it's not going to be super bright or anything. I just like how all the elements feel consistent in the game. Plus, I'm just a sucker for rainy environments, dude. I love it so much.
Oh yeah, the rain.
Yeah.
It's always raining.
I love the rain, man.
It's just like they all have this like gritty, just like dark feel to them. I love it, man.
I'd say, I mean, like, obviously it's, like, very non, like, you know, vibrant. Like, it, like, you know, definitely uses a lot of, like, you know, dark colors, like, you know, like, very plain colors, like, you know, black, white, gray. I don't see any, like, you know, pink or light blues or any, you know, vibrant colors, right? I mean, hey, I don't
maybe
know.
In, like, the neon
the Joker.
Signs
yeah.
or something.
Just oh, yeah, Joker. Yeah. Oh, true.
And
yeah,
that's
true.
Why Joker is so cool in those games, because he just stands out from everything
oh,
else.
True, true,
oh, he's so great.
That's how you do a good Joker.
Would you say he's, like, your favorite villain in that series?
I think Joker is overused in Batman media. I think we need to let him take a few days off, because it's always just Joker, 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 Joker. And that's why not every Batman story needs Joker.
That's why I like how, like, in Arkham Knight,
Joker dies right away.
He dies and he's still present in the game.
I like that he's like hallucinations.
But he's not the main villain.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if they had done that, it would just be like very repetitive and overused. And I think Scarecrow is probably the second best villain in the game series.
Yeah, Scarecrow's good.
He's pretty good.
In terms of like, you know, favorite like villain, was there Mr. Freeze? Because Einberg, yeah.
And yeah, the second one.
Yeah. Oh, was that in Arkham City?
City. He was the main villain.
And Knight.
And Knight too.
Yeah.
I'd say like, you know, Mr. like, you know, Freeze has like always been a favorite like, you know, villain. And I do agree that not every like, you know, Batman game should have, you know, Joker like in it, because obviously, like, you know, Joker is seen as the like main Batman like you know villain, but like obviously there's like so many like others, like, you know, Mr. Freeze, Penguin.
There's he has such a good roster. Yeah, of, there's like, so interesting many of villains.
Them. Yeah, literally.
Like, my main problem with the overuse of Joker is that it just highlights the underuse of Green Goblin in Spider-Man media. Because there's no argument Joker's Batman's arch nemesis.
Mm.
But then in Spider-Man, people argue about who his true arch nemesis is. It's like, is it Green Goblin, Doc Venom. Ock, Mysterio, Venom?
Yeah.
It's Green Goblin. It always has been. But because like video games and movies don't use him outside of the Raimi trilogy, it's like, I don't know, in contrast with how much Batman uses Joker, I think you need to find a good balance in between Spider-Man and Batman with how to use the arch nemesis.
Mm.
And I think that if you find that gray area, you'll have a perfect use.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you guys think about the gameplay and combat system?
I do like it. From what I've seen, like especially the stealth missions, there's a lot of ways that you can move around. You know, going from ledge to ledge, you can use the cape to like, not fly, but, you know, glide around places.
Yeah, you can use the gadgets to like lure people.
Yeah, takedowns and all that stuff. So there's a lot of skill that goes into it. And it's not like some games where you're very slow in attacking people. I do like the faster paced fighting. Obviously, there's, you know, maybe some bigger guys where you have to use a little bit of strategy and stuff like that. But also going through the vents and stuff like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
using smoke and seeing, you know, who's where. Or like distractions, it's really nice.
You just like go an event and you're like under a like large group of enemies and you do like a multi takedown.
I like the sound effects when you fight. Feels so brutal. When you finally knock it out and there's like a bone cracking sound effect, it just feels
so
good.
He's not dead, by the way. Apparently,
no, I can so crack your say. Skull, but He's as long injured, as you live.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, combat in the Batman Arkham, like, games are, honestly, it, like, gives you a lot of dopamine, because it's, like, obviously, and you're, like, you know, like, fighting, there's a counter, and it's, like, once you, like, you know, stop, like, you know, fighting that counter, like, you know, stops, and the more enemies that you, like, you know, not kill, but, like, beat up, the bigger the, counter, like, you know, gets, and it's, like, almost like gambling. Even though I've never gambled like ever, but I'd assume it, like, you know, gives you these like, I don't know, same high and same thrill as like gambling, but except you're Batman and you're like, you know, fighting enemies. But
very creative take on this, Amrit.
Yeah,
I never thought of it like that, but
yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the combat is just top tier. Like, I think it's so satisfying, just like the way it flows, like you just jump from enemy to enemy and you're just like, you know, you counter their moves, and it's just like so satisfying. It feels very rewarding, you know. I don't know why every time, like, I don't know if this is in the Arkham Knight as well, but like every time you like not kill but like knock out an enemy, they're in this like fetal position. They're like clenching their fists, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know. It's really weird.
Maybe that's how they don't die. You know, they protect themselves like that, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
man.
A good way of looking at it.
But yeah, no, like, bro, gliding through the city, like in Arkham Knight, it's just like raining and you've just got like the cape and you're like diving down. It's so satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the gameplay just like over the games, like it just evolved and just got better and better. What do you guys think about like the characters and like the story aspect, like, because for me these are like some of the best like story games. I just feel like the characterization and stuff, and you know, the way Batman and his villains are portrayed is just like, I don't know. I think it's just like better than like even some of the movies. Like, what do you guys think?
The characterization is pretty good. Like, and all the voice actors are doing amazing work.
Oh yeah. There's so much heart and like the thugs, like they put so much heart into
the bat.
Yeah, like
the way some of them scream, you'd think that they're torturing the voice actors in the booth.
Yeah, literally, bro.
Yeah, I think it's as close to a perfect adaptation you can get with Batman.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, obviously Batman has a bunch of, like, you know, villains and, you know, different protagonists. So I think, you know, the Arkham games do a, you know, great job of including most of the villains in the game. Like, yeah, Joker, Mr. Freeze, Scarecrow, Penguin, Riddler with the special the missions trophies. For him. Yeah, oh my God, those trophies, goddamn. Yeah, yeah.
Let me actually ask you guys, how many Riddler trophies have you gotten?
At least two.
Yeah, like two or three, honestly. It's not...
Two or three?
I've raged so much.
Like, I might just have to boot up the games again and just do a
just
trophy,
do it again. Oh,
trophy
yeah.
run.
Yeah? Those you want to know how many I got?
How many?
I got all of them.
Oh my gosh.
Of course you did.
I actually spent...
Try hard, I'm taking.
I spent so many hours getting every single Riddler trophy in the trilogy. And man, let me tell you,
it
was...
must have like took you like hours, I'm not going to lie.
It took me so long, bro. Yeah. I got like so many hours on those games. I don't know why I did it. I mean, I'm kind of like a collector in games. Like, I like getting all the collectibles. So I guess it felt like rewarding, but like, man, like when you know you've got like 300 more trophies to go. Oh yeah, dude. It's...
Wait. Also, speaking like of that, did you like get the like, you know, platinum like, you know, trophy for like any like of the?
No, I didn't yet. Because that for that, like, you got to do like some like of the challenges as well.
Oh, okay.
The only platinum I've ever gotten was for Spider-Man. The PS4 game.
Oh, okay.
And I got it platinum on PS4, and then when I got it on PC, I got platinum again.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, last question. How do you guys think the Arkham games have influenced other games and impacted the gaming industry?
Well, there's definitely an influence on the Spider-Man PS4 and 5 games. Mm-hmm. Like, they're basically just the same, but with different characters and different stories.
The whole takedown system.
Yeah, it's like...
Room,
Yeah.
It's definitely it's like, directly inspired.
I think the Arkham games are, like, the go-to for a superhero video game. Like, if you want to make a superhero game, look at what Arkham did.
Mm.
And then evolve it from there.
Yeah, I think that's what the Spider-Man games did. And I think they did very well.
They did.
Well, second one, maybe?
I haven't played the second one yet. I feel like a fake fan.
You might be disappointed.
I feel like
a
fake fan for not playing, because I don't have a PS5.
Oh, yeah?
So it's on PC. I'll wait for a sale.
Yeah. No, it's... Definitely. You might like it.
It's a little disappointing. I hear the gameplay is better, but...
The gameplay is better, but it's, you know, the story lacks a little bit.
I'll be the judge of that.
You should. You should.
Yeah, I'd say so. Hold on, it's like what Arkham's
like its influence, on the gaming industry.
Okay, yeah. So like, obviously, as Stuart like mentioned, obviously, you know, these Spider-Man like, you know, game is a massive influence from the like, you know, Batman Arkham like games, because I think like, you know, the Batman like Arkham like series, it was the like first superhero like free roam like, you know, game, right?
Pretty much, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So then. Like, I think besides, like, you know, Batman and Spider-Man, I want to, like, see other superhero, like, games. Like, I don't know, Superman,
Superman,
yeah. I'm not even
very
know
hard to make a Superman
it
game.
Would,
it would
but
be very
how
hard.
Do you
like
balance
dope.
Superman?
It would
like,
be
how
dope,
do you
though.
Feel
I don't
like
think
a
Superman is stealth like, killing anyone.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, you know, just, like, flying around.
That would
you
be
know,
sick.
I don't know. I feel like
yeah.
That'd be
cool. I feel like we only got to get a taste of that in like Lego Batman 2 when you can like fly around as Superman.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and you can't contain Superman to one city. Like,
yeah.
You'd have to be
he
globe
goes
trotting.
Global,
or
bro. He just goes global.
Go on
even like
planets
in space.
As well.
Yeah. Go to the sun.
Actually, the you know, closest like to that was a GTA 5 mod of, you know, of him.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, that's like basically it, but I don't know.
I mean, there have been like a lot of like, just think about, like, okay, there was the Wonder Woman game announced. There was an Iron Man game announced. There was that, like, Black Panther and
Captain
America.
Yeah, Wolverine is coming out.
Yeah. But, like, there's all these superhero games that were announced and then they just got like canceled.
Yeah.
Or like abandoned.
I feel so bad for Wonder Woman. She gets like nothing.
I feel like it could have been a great game, but these studios, they just fumble the bag. But yeah, Wolverine is coming out and that one's going to be good for sure.
Insomniac is very good at developing these games. Yeah,
I think they know what they're doing. Hopefully we get another Arkham game that's centered on Batman. That is good.
How did you replace Kevin Conroy, though?
Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind. No, you can't replace him.
Yeah.
No, let it rest. Rest in peace, actually, Kevin Conroy. I've changed my mind.
And it's like been like what over like 10 years, you know, since like Batman Arkham Knight. So I think like, you know, it's like kind of, you know.
Yeah, and he was in Suicide Squad and they like butchered that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's better we don't get more Arkham games, but maybe it's better we just.
I'd like to see an Ant-Man game. That could be cool.
Or yeah, like that'd be cool. Deadpool, like, you know, game also would be like fire.
We do have
a VR Deadpool.
It's VR, but.
But not. Yeah, there's that old Deadpool game.
The Deadpool games aren't even playable anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
No. You can't even. Oh. You have to pirate those.
I think a Deadpool game would be sick though.
That'd be fire.
Anyways, guys, thank you for watching and.
Next week, I will be going.
Ange, what do you have in store for us?
Oh, what I have in store for you is going to be absolutely crazy. You guys are going to be Angry Birds, if you know what Angry I'm Birds. Saying.
Okay.
You just said Angry Birds. Like we know what you're saying.
We know what you're saying,
Ange. I like that. Okay, fire.
Okay. So, I'm excited for
next
this
week.
One.
Angry Birds, not just, you know, Angry Birds where you, you know, use the little slingshot and, you know, attack that little pig. No, we're talking about Angry Birds Go, Angry Birds Epic, all these
Angry Birds
games.
Star Wars.
The movies?
No.
The second movie is actually pretty good.
But this is the Gamers Workshop. Yeah.
Okay. Just a wrong podcast. I'm excited.
Wrong podcast.
All right. See you guys.
Vamanos.
Bye.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. And here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.